It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
And welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast as we cover the latest property news every morning on iHeartRadio, Spotify and Apple, and of course wherever you get your podcast from. And today, November the 1st, and for those of you that are looking to purchase before Christmas, the clock is literally running out on you. And of course, with real estate transactions requiring time for things like due diligence, negotiations and settlement, with no elves able to help you out with this, so the window is very much closing to complete these tasks before Christmas is certainly closing. And with just 55 days until Christmas Day, you're nearing the point where completing transactions before Christmas becomes very challenging. And it's kind of weird to say, isn't it? Just 55 days. It's rapidly marching towards us. Well, here's a question for you. If you are an executive manager or CEO listening to us with all of the real estate news and info that we have covered this year, and you think to yourself, I wouldn't mind transitioning into the world of real estate. You might be somebody working outside of the industry, and possibly the big question is whether or not that is possible. Well, this morning we are catching up with James Raley, who is a principal at Heidrick and Struggles. And a very good morning to you, James. Welcome to the Real Estate Breakfast.
Good morning. Lovely to meet you, and thank you for having me on the show.
Now, that is a pretty interesting name, particularly when it's got the word struggles. How did you come up with that?
Heidrick was founded about 70 years ago by two gentlemen, one called Heidrick and the other Struggles. But I must admit, some people do struggle with the name a bit.
Now, before we get going, James, just so that everybody knows what it is that you do, because most people will think, oh, I haven't heard of that real estate company, but you're not a real estate company. So just sort of lay that out a little bit for us.
Global executive search and leadership advisory firm. We're headquartered in the US, listed on NASDAQ, and we work across industry sectors. So within that context, my focus is predominantly in the real estate sector.
And that's why we've got you on this morning, because the real estate industry, it can be pretty grueling for leadership teams.
In the region generally, the war for talent is real. The real estate sector is booming, and therefore the cost for talent and the ability to find top talent is increasingly challenging.
How challenging is it? Somebody comes to you from one of these top real estate companies. We need to turn to you here, James. You need to find us somebody to lead our organization. How difficult is that in these times that we face?
Well, a lot depends on where they want to look and the organization's context. So sometimes we will lead a global search and we'll look all over the world for specific talent that meets their needs, whether that's growth or innovation, for example. The challenge for many organizations who are searching is much of the best talent isn't looking.
Yeah, that's kind of the point, isn't it? Because if there is somebody that's already in a leadership role that perhaps is not in the real estate game, can they go from one industry into another so long as they can skill themselves up into the job?
Yeah, it is possible. And there are some examples of very senior people in the region where that's the case. I do think that in a CEO role, for example, breadth of experience across real estate is helpful. Many of the top leaders start as civil engineers or architects, for example. There are people who come in from investment banking or more kind of finance backgrounds that do incredibly well. So it can be fairly broad.
Because at the end of the day, if it is a sales-orientated industry, which real estate is, If you're leading an organization, then there will be people underneath them, sales managers, that will obviously be looking after their big teams, but their role in many ways is just that whole organizational structure and making sure that people below them are doing what they're supposed to do. And if you're a really good CEO from another organization that is not real estate, I can't see any reason why somebody couldn't go into a top real estate job if you are particularly good with managing people.
Yeah, I think you cannot underestimate the importance of leadership in a role like that. Some of these organizations are huge, and not all leaders are able to shape culture in a way that will engage and motivate the talent to be at their best. So there are a whole set of attributes. Sales, of course, is important, but there's an awful lot more going on. Understanding the market. What's the latest innovation in real estate? How can we bring the best architecture to bear, and how does that fit the market in 5-10 years when the development is complete? So there's an awful lot to be considered when selecting top leaders.
Yes, well, there's no doubt about that. The selection process is a lot to consider when choosing a future team leader of a real estate organization. And we will find out more from James in just a moment. We will talk more about finding executives for real estate companies. That's next.
Gain insights with exclusive conversations from real estate professionals about buying, selling, and investing across Australia.
Well, amidst the challenging rental landscape in Australia's capital cities, some suburbs offer respite with less competition. That's according to the latest PropTrack rental report. Nationally, rental listings have fallen 7.1% since September of last year, largely driven by a 12% drop in Sydney and a 20% decrease in Melbourne. So some of the top suburbs with the least competition relative to their capital cities include Lancefield and Romsey in Victoria, as well as Sorrento, and also Dayboro and Kilcoy in Queensland. So those are just a few of the places that you can find a little bit of relief. Now, if you're celebrating a birthday today for, yes, November the 1st, many happy returns. Stephen in Ipswich. Now, we got a email from Christine telling us, Stephen, that it's your birthday today. You're turning 47. Many happy returns. Thanks for the kind words. And also celebrating, if you know golf, you'll know who Gary Player is, and he's hitting the age of 87 today.
It's the main centre forecast.
And around the country, let's check on the weather today. And in Sydney, sunny with cloudy patches, your high 22 degrees. In Melbourne, expecting a cloudy day. That is the order of it. 17 is your forecast top. In Brisbane, also plenty of cloud cover today, keeping the temperature down to 28 degrees. And in Perth, quite the opposite. Gloriously fine, and your high in Perth today, 31.
Ready to step up your property knowledge? Access powerful insights with us.
And we're back on your Real Estate Wednesday with James Raley from Heidrick and Struggles. And James, in terms of the growth of real estate right around the world, you must have watched it like pretty much the rest of us in amazement over the last 3 years, especially with the way that property has accelerated. So when it comes to people and positions in real estate from leaders, what are you looking for from them?
What can we do to make sure that the people that work within our organizations want to be there, that look forward to going into work and aren't interested, frankly, in perhaps earning a little bit more money to move somewhere else? There's a big focus on just trying to keep up with the pace of change. And Heidrick & Struggles has done a lot of research across the world's fastest growing organizations. We call them super accelerators. And we find what helps them to sustain their growth are four core areas: mobilizing, executing, and transforming with agility. With agility really being the core, and that helps them to adapt and pivot faster than their competitors in the market. So those are some areas that we really look for when we're placing leaders at the top.
Do you get frustrated? I guess you do, because you kind of advertise, and then sometimes it might be quite dry in terms of nothing is there, and other times you'll be inundated.
Perhaps it would be frustrating if we did advertise, but that's not really what we do. We typically work to understand what the organization needs. We'll work with the board or the leadership team to really understand that. And then we'll leverage our existing networks, and we'll research across the market to find people. So it's us going to people more than people coming to us.
All right. So what if right now there is a CEO that doesn't know of you and, of course, is thinking, well, hang on, you don't know who I am. I need to get in touch with you. What do they do?
Well, I mean, they can look me up on the Heidrick & Struggles website. I'm always delighted to speak to capable leadership. It's more about us going to them. If they really are a good fit for a particular role, then our research teams will find them, and we will certainly get in touch with them.
So when it comes to talking to people and assessing them, you know, you got the AI in the background. Does that pose any problems with somebody's application?
No, I don't think it poses any problems at all. And people's familiarity with AI is often something that we will dig into when we're assessing people. We have a digital dexterity tool, for example. AI is really taking the world by storm, and people's familiarity with it, openness to invest in it.
And when we sort of come back to the CEOs, the leadership, they've got to kind of be skilled up to a little bit of a higher level in some ways when it does come to AI, because you've got to be across this, because this is changing at a rapid pace.
And, you know, I had a really fascinating conversation with a CEO a few months back. And I was asking about AI and a number of other innovations, and this organization was really investing heavily in that space. At one point, not AI, but we were talking about the metaverse, and they are building all sorts of developments within the metaverse. And I said, you know, what is the return on investment for this? He said, well, look, there are some elements of sales and brand building associated with it. But the opportunity cost is substantial, because if the metaverse really does take on, we'll be ahead of the game because we're investing early. If it doesn't, then frankly, the cost of us investing it is insignificant by comparisons.
Yeah, I think you touch on a really important factor. Those that are in there investing right now, the return on investment, so long as it does what they want it to do and all of the development goes in the direction, then the sky is the limit. It sounds like you've got your work cut out for the rest of this year. How busy are you at the start of next year?
Yeah, I mean, the industry is booming. It's a really exciting time to be in real estate. So a busy year this year, and it seems likely that it'll be a busy year next year as well.
All right, well, we'll leave it there, James. I'll let you get on with your day, and thanks for coming on to the Real Estate Podcast this morning.
My pleasure, Craig. Lovely to meet you, and thanks for your time.
Don't navigate the real estate market alone. Let us help guide you in the world of real estate every day. Make better informed decisions with the latest news and insights.
Yeah, it's a little gold nugget. It's a little peninsula that is next to some very well-known spots. Many people have heard of Longaville or Wollstonecraft because of the train, but it is a tightly held little spot. It is a little bit unknown.
Yeah, that line from the castle, you're dreaming, mate. Does that come into it?
Look, I think it definitely comes into it, because at no year in Australia's history have we managed to deliver at scale the number of new homes that the government is suggesting.
The main requirements is they want to either see the ocean or be able to walk to it within 5 to 10 minutes. So they're often looking for the little coasty, beachy property. And those properties are always in high demand.
I have a term to this year being a bit bipolar. People are behaving in a similar sort of aspect. They're really not sure what they're doing. So it is a very, very hard market to read.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia. The Real Estate Podcast.